Should we start with a pulse check? Beep, beep.
I think it's pretty clear. Just
beep, beep.
You can tell from how we're acting, how we're feeling.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
This has been a whirlwind of a trip. There's no other way to put it, frankly. Sleep hygiene, low. Alcohol, up. Salt intake, crazy.
Yeah, this has never happened on the podcast before, but Eric is actually hungover.
I'm actually weirdly not hungover.
You can't move. If you wanted to get up right now, there you physically cannot.
Like, no, you're paralyzed. You saw me walk around this morning, all morning. What time is it? It's 3 p.m. in London.
I feel amazing. I got up. I walked around town. We're staying in Camden, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, because I couldn't hear it all yesterday because my ear got full of earwax. So what did I do? Did I just literally jump off a fucking bridge and say, well, I can't hear, so fuck it. I'm going to just take my own shit out to the ball game.
Right.
No, man. I went to 1,000 stores and nobody had anything to help you get your wax out, but I did find a water pick for flossing. And I thought, I bet I could put that mosquito son of a bitch up in my ear and just shoot the wax out. And guess what I did? And I got to go on a crazy, crazy long walk.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can hear. Happiness is about me.
All right, thank you guys so much. That was the
earwax.
This is just sort of going to be a 1.5 minute episode.
Short little update on how we're doing.
But you guys understand, right? We're not in the state right now to bring an amazing episode to you guys.
But here's the thing. This will be amazing because we get the only way that you get to this point is by coming from a higher state.
Right.
Last night was a very high state. We were having a blast. Last night I was peeing next to Nate at the urinal. I was going, I think this is the best trip I've ever been on, man. For real. Faded off of 3-4 beers, probably.
You know what is amazing here? We probably said this, but we're so rocking with the low ABV lagers.
Oh, it's so amazing.
It's incredible. The 3%ers. There's like 3.2%. Like, why is that not a thing in the States? Like, people would...
They're afraid to give medicine because they're afraid to give ancient medicine to the people. You see what I'm saying? There's some stuff that we've known about for centuries, millennia, that the pharmaceutical companies don't want us to have.
When it gets to 4.2, it becomes poison. But before that, it is enlightening. It's healing. Fun. It's socializing.
Just look at all of us after just one night of medicine, overdosing on medicine.
Well, what we shouldn't have done is gotten McDonald's at 2 a.m.
Should have. I think we were like a scoop of ice cream or like one French fry away from all three having heart attacks.
I know,
last
dude.
Night. Like 100%.
We might have had them.
I think we were the closest we will ever get in our lives to having heart attacks last night because the amount of sodium that we had was
diabolical.
It was. We had a. Hey, what was the food that we had for lunch?
We had Sichuan fucking food for lunch.
Yeah.
The saltiest Sichuan, delicious dry chili chicken for lunch, Tsingtao beer, endless fucking dumplings. Then where do we go? We go out to an amazing pub, top tier pub with Tim Key. And he shows us around. We drink crazy beers. He buys what they call packets of crisps.
Oh, right.
From... The bar
those were delicious
and mate and barkeeper male barkeepers
those had extreme
salty flavor. Then Tim takes us to one of the best meals I've had in year. The service, hold up that bottle real quick, would you?
I mean, this was the best service I have ever, and I think we'll ever receive at a restaurant ever. And I think we need to give a shout out to Wazzle at Paradise
in Hampstead Heath.
Dude, this restaurant, bro, not only was the food amazing, incredible, out of sight, but Wazzle owns the place, and he comes over. He gives us special little
appetizers, chocolate, chicken,
sauce,
sauces. He's recommending the craziest meals. He's joking with us. He's having an amazing time. He brings over the
craziest, most spiciest sauce we've ever experienced. Jack and I. Jack gets hiccups immediately. I don't.
I had a lot of it.
And then after
Kingfisher beers,
after dinner, he's like, brings us, he's like, it's tradition here. You have to, or not tradition. He's like, I want to treat you guys to some after dinner drinks. And then he brings out some mystery cocktail.
So we all get fucking amarettos. Everyone gets amaretto. I go for a single malt, of course. And then, and then he goes, and I have a couple other things for you guys to try. Try this. What flavor do you think that is? We're going around.
He turns sipping. It into a game, a guessing game. Oh, we all guess.
An amazing game. This is probably what they were doing in the old times, right, when service was instinctual and not learned at fucking
culinary school.
And not
culinary
only that, schools. He brings out that, and then he brings another drink out, and he says, "This is just a new like liquor that we have." And we were like, "Oh, this is really good." He comes over and gives us the bottle.
The bottle.
Can I say something?
Mist, coffee, tequila.
Yeah.
I mean, this was incredible. Gave us a whole bottle.
Yeah, he said, that's yours.
These are amazing experiences, and even hearing about them, even though I was there, even hearing about them is fucking incredible. But sometimes it feels like we came over to our drug, like, the camera is a drug dealer, and we all came over to buy, like, a dub sack between the three of us, and now we won't fucking leave, and we're just like, dude, last night? No. We fucking met this dude. It was the best fucking Indian food wazzle, this and that. Makes me laugh over here.
Also, we didn't tip, too.
We don't know. Tim took care of it. We don't know what Tim did. We'll never know.
Well, you don't tip here.
Well, I think in certain cases.
These are people going above and beyond, is what I'm saying.
We were tipped.
And you think that service is better because of a tip? Well, I disagree with that.
I think that the service is better because of a real, genuine human connection that Tim has with Wazzle.
Right.
You can't just dangle money over somebody's head like a carrot, imaginary money, by the way, and expect them to treat you better. You can't just hand them a packet, yo. You guys know that video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta teach these kids to read.
This You're is the these future kids of our yeah, nation.
I love that guy.
I'm not bitching. I can't remember the rest.
Yeah.
What is this video?
You gotta connect with these kids to make them learn, man.
Is this kid in high school?
Long ass hair. He's like fucking sick of this. This fucking
body. He's in like teacher. A baggy, like East Coast, West Coast Customs full outfit. And the teacher's kicking him out of class. And she's going, bye, thank you, bye, because he's interrupting. And he's just kind of giving her a.
Giving I love her that his guy.
That dude is going to be the next Albert Einstein.
I think he's homeless.
Yeah, I think he's
for now.
I thought I saw an article about that.
I saw it too.
Unhoused. Right. Steve Harvey he's about to be rehoused
at one point.
I know. Remember that episode where he goes like he finds that couple that housed him and put him up, and that makes me mad because he goes Steve Harvey sees them and he goes, I've been looking for you guys. I've been trying to find you. Oh, for fucking real, bro? You have the Steve Harvey fucking Illuminati network behind you, and you can't find two people that you knew for years? Jesus. And you rely on some producer to hook it up on live TV?
I think you underestimate how hard it is to find people.
No. Trust me. No, I'm not underestimating. I know. I'm estimating exactly correctly.
Because we have the people who are the best at this in the world are intelligence operatives.
Yeah.
And how long did it take us to find one fucking person? The most wanted man in the world, Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I see. Many years. They knew where he was. Let's just say they knew.
Why didn't they take him out?
Because he was always hiding. He's very good at hiding. We knew his location, but then you get to the location, that's when the real hide and seek begins. Because what if he's in a closet that you didn't think of?
Exactly, bro.
So we probably went to his house thousands of times. Like if you came to my fucking apartment in Brooklyn, like
the CIA, it's so obvious that the DoorDash delivery person is like a CIA agent.
Hello, excuse me.
My fucking skin. This place is turning my skin fucking translucent white.
You're getting really pale.
Yellow, maybe.
Yellow.
If I woke up and my eyes were pure yellow from jaundice, would you say something?
No. I'll give you a Kingfisher.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I think that this, what we're doing this week, 10 days rather, this is what, because there's all those YouTube videos that's like, I'm a fucking professional rock climber. I'm going to see how I do trying out for the French Foreign Legion. And they do like a 48-hour physical fitness test. Mm-hmm. I believe we have discovered the Joy Tactics fitness test. You have to fucking get an undiagnosed illness at the airport in Newark.
Yep.
You have to fucking fly with a fever. You have to make it through the busted ass mountainsides of beautiful Scotland and beautiful
and
everywhere
then you
else.
You have to crush in front tires. Of a sold out, you have to pretty much sold out show.
Yeah, exactly.
At the Moth Club.
That we had to combine, because we had two shows. We had to combine them to actually sell it out.
Well, we had no fucking chance of doing two. It's like
two shows.
We basically Fusion Ha.
Of course, Dragon Ball Z.
Fucking next level, made it into one amazing show.
That's a better description of what we did.
We did a fusion.
We fused them both together. Because we were like, why are we going to have both of these two audiences separated? We need to bring them together. Let's unite these two shows.
Imagine getting married for two different audiences. People would think you're smoking crack. And you might be. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Some of the best and the brightest smoke crack. There's a period of time on Twitter where all the videos I was seeing was people smoking crack medicinally. Have y'all seen these?
No.
Are you lying, Eric?
Has anyone microdosed cocaine or crack? Like, has anyone tried that out?
Eric did one time at SNL after party.
And how did it feel? Was it?
I can't go into that. That's private. But let's just say it was very scary.
You hooked up with Anna Gasteyer?
Nah, she wanted to. But
Anna Gasteyer.
Actually, shout out her for her amazing Anna career.
An Who
amazing
is that?
Career.
Is that one of the legendary cast members of the 90s.
Yeah.
My fault.
Something is happening to me that it has happened during this podcast as we're recording.
Your hand is on in your crotch.
No, it's between the legs.
Okay, my fault.
I'm just something physiologically
fading.
Is happening to me. I'm
You're fading away. Well, I can really tell.
Why don't you start externally and work it internally? See, you're sitting like a fucking dead mermaid giving his final breath.
Eric, put in a fucking 3 milligrams.
Hell no. That's what fucking got me here.
No, have a Tylenol extra strength. Have some liquor. Have a Zen.
Have one of these fucking, what are these?
Who got juice? Why do we have juice?
Where is my juice at?
It's right there.
Oh, no, I got orange juice from McDonald's. Oh, this is what they fucked up my order. So I'm going to be calling the manager.
Give me that.
So I'm going to be calling the manager. We just got a free meal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fruit shoot.
What'd you call me?
Apple and black currant. The Robinson's fruit shoot.
Let me just describe last night. At about 3 a.m., we decided to get McDonald's.
Yeah.
Poor decision. What I feel like we don't have a person. I feel like it's usually me who just says, like, no, we shouldn't.
But you were tempted.
But I was tempted. And I'm losing my sense of self around
you. You don't have to participate. Listen.
Well, you guys fucking peer pressure me.
That was very light work for me. I just want you to know, because you're talking about,
I know
oh,
that.
This is so, we're this close to having a heart attack. This is daily life for me, brother. I'm not fucking with you, by the way. I'm not.
Have you guys seen those videos of that guy that like used to be addicted to meth? And he'll be like sort of decrying the panic over small health concerns of like, yeah, I'll eat fucking 3-day-old rice. Oh, I'm not worried about dying. No, I used to smoke meth out the back of a fucking...
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel.
Without ever smoking meth.
But I'm like,
Eric, I would say you feel the exact opposite. you are a lifelong teetotaling sober, but every time you have a chicken nugget, you have a panic attack.
Yeah, right.
And that's nothing to be ashamed of, dude.
They don't realize is alcohol is the most craziest, most powerful drug.
It is. It's poisoned. It poisons, rather, you become.
So what was our pint count last night? What did we hit?
Oh, I had a special pint. Well, let's go through them.
A halfie.
So first, we had dim sum and we had the Tsingtao. Count as a pint?
That's a
Absolutely.
Pint.
Absolutely.
All right. Then we went to what's called the best bar in the world.
We had about three, I think, there, right?
Yeah.
We had three there, but I had a special one because I'm Jewish.
Oh, right.
Wait, I had 2.5.
Okay.
No, that was three.
Well, then I had 3.5 because I had a halfie.
You had 3.5.
Jesus Christ.
I've had four.
So I'm already at 4.5.
Okay. Can I describe
the secret beer, the secret shot, rather? Please. So I'm in the bathroom. Eric, you were there for a minute. You left.
I know. I couldn't handle the conversation.
You were racially profiled.
I don't know what happened. I was spiritually profiled. But I was peeing next to some nice guy. And I think spiritually we connected because I couldn't hear out of my left ear because I hadn't got the wax out yet. And he had 2 hearing aids in. So there's something there. Right. But I don't know how this came up. I think he said, are you from New York? You know those like extra Jewish people? I was like, yeah, Hasidic. And he was like, yeah, yeah. So we have those here and they have a giant wire, that goes around the whole city, a Jewish wire. And you can't go outside of it on the Sabbath. You can't go outside the zone.
They have that in Brooklyn too.
I didn't know that about that. Well, apparently here they're moving the wire. And I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And he says, you're not Jewish, are you? And I said, well, I am. And then he says, you're kidding me. Let me buy you a fucking drink. Let me get a shot. Let's do some shots.
Wow.
So I think he'd never drank with a Jewish man before. And he said, what's the traditional liquor in Judaism?
And damn, he thought you were extra Jewish.
He really was excited to see one. And he was about 3'8", 2 hearing aids. And I said, dude, I don't know wine, but I got to leave. I'm actually leaving right now.
Yeah.
He said, no, let's do some shots. Said, all right, I'll do tequila or whatever. Oh, yeah. All right, vodka, fine. No, we don't have that. He says, okay, how about Jaeger? Doing a Jaeger shot? I have not done a shot of Jaeger maybe since the day I got my driver's license.
So that puts you at 5. 5.
And this is before dinner, by the way.
Yeah, so you've had 5 drinks, dude. Just think about that. Because
then at dinner, we had probably 2 beers each, right?
2 Kingfishers.
2 large beers.
Yeah.
And
so plus that's at 6.5.
Plus the fucking...
plus the after dinner drink.
After dinner dessert drink.
7.5.
And then did we go somewhere after that? Or did we have any drinks?
To the damn ass pub.
Oh, right.
And we only had one. I didn't even finish my beer. We got one beer.
So we're probably like at 9, because there's probably one we forgot about somehow.
Let's say 8.
Let's say 10.
And then we just went home and ordered McDonald's. Nothing happened in between that. nothing at all.
Well, we did go to this. Well, we'll save this for the Patreon episode because this is what we went to.
This hilarious sauna.
We went to a quite kind of a punchline to a joke here.
Yeah.
Should we say the name of it? Because I think people are going to think it's funny.
Sure. Yeah.
It's called Rio's.
Yeah.
And if you're from London, apparently people know what it is. And we just went to some random sauna. But we're going to tap into the full experience of that.
That
and
shit it was quite crazy. Interesting.
You might say that we went there in the morning and then again 16 hours later.
it's some of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Last night, Nate, when we were in that hot tub, that is the hardest I've tried not to laugh in years since I was like in church.
Yeah. So
okay. So we'll talk about that on Thursday,
Patreon episode this week. We'll go into the full experience.
Yeah.
You know what I've kind of felt like out here?
What?
Have you seen that clip of the guy, the newscaster, who's somewhere in the South in like Georgia or something? And a fly goes in his mouth. He's like, hello, so tonight on the news, and a fly goes in, and he goes, God damn, get me out of this country-ass fucking bullshit fucking town.
Yeah.
That's a little bit how I have felt every second of this trip.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that.
But now you said you feel
but
the best.
But is that you, or is that your environment?
It's a large, large advanced intellectual combination of things.
Right.
Because it's me in terms of being deathly ill the whole time. Now, it's also me in terms of being spoiled by New York. Because in New York, I could walk into any store, any house I want, and they will have a kit to clean my earwax out of my ear.
Right.
Things like this. Mm-hmm. But in the UK, mate, you have to like, you know, you got to know somebody that knows somebody to even get a fucking lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
People need to. You know what I've noticed is nobody drinks water. Drink water to the people of the UK and London.
Drink this.
Water is good for you. It is. it's almost like weird to ask for water. And plus, they don't even have like electrolyte things at the
Well, Nate, that shit's a scam. You're being scammed by that.
No,
that's
it's just not, sodium. Dude.
You're being scammed.
No, it is not.
All
it is
salt.
Not.
The only thing in there is salt.
Sodium.
And lemon lime flavoring. Delicious.
Well, you like
coconut
that
and
watermelon style.
Isn't grape. Your skin salty? Can't you get electrolytes from your skin?
You can get electrolytes from your skin. Anywhere.
We met Jacob Leiser.
Oh, we met the legend.
Shout out to the Joy Tacticians that came out to the freaking Moth Club. The club.
22 beatbox salute.
Great energy. Great Londoner UK energy out there. That place was so sick.
The
you
moth.
Know what I mean? London and the UK has coziness down so fucking...
Yeah.
I would be so...
I feel like people don't understand how incredibly cozy it is in London, like, who live here. Like,
I know, I've told a couple of people and they're like, what?
Yeah, they I'm don't. Like,
you know, you must
you
not
don't,
realize.
I think they just don't know what they got until it's gone. You know what I'm saying? They go to another city in America and I feel like they will be missing the coziness is what I will say.
I'll put it like this for you. Why don't I do that? I think in terms of there's some British people walking right past us there for some environmental context. On the spectrum of coziness, it goes from the pub that we were at last night that was probably built in 1860.
Yep.
And it's warm and everyone's wearing sweaters and there's cask ale and packets of crisps and the windows are all fogged up. You have that. Then in America, you have the fucking... brewery culture, which brewery. I would say is the opposite of cozy. The cement right. fucking ice cold soulless Ron Swanson bacon style beer you know, those type of breweries. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a type of brewery in America that can be very cozy. If you're ever hanging out in maybe Roanoke, Virginia, somewhere yeah. far out.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like breweries are popping up and taking over, and you can see the kids playing around on maybe there's like a little haystack or something, and you know there's a way to capture American coziness, but it's much larger and emptier.
True,
but
right.
in these you know middle-sized American cities, you know I'm sure there's like neighborhoods of Milwaukee that are like this or right. basically anywhere.
Oh, we went to the coziest bar maybe on planet Earth. It was called the Lamb. And what? The Lamb and something in Lamb. Oxford?
Yeah, we had to hit Oxford. I'll just put it that way.
We wanted to talk to some...
Yeah, it was for some unpaid
students
lectures.
Requested we come in and sort of give them an advanced lecture
mm-hmm.
on... well, we can't get into
some
the
people
discussion.
Are smiling as they walk by our window and looking at us.
Well, they like us.
That was odd.
And we were in the bar where... What was the lore of this bar? C.S. Lewis? Yeah, ever heard of him?
Yeah, he was fucking there. Wait, Nate, what's that hilarious thing that we were saying that made us laugh?
That like C.S. Lewis and like J.R.R. Tolkien are just writing away at the bar. And they're like going up fucking faded.
Trying to tell their friends about the stories.
Like just trying to describe like, yeah, and then
his
there's
name's Bilbo. And he goes on a crazy adventure.
Man,
get the fuck out of here.
They smack the shit out of him. You're fucking drunk, dude.
Yeah. So let drunk. That be a warning to you because you friends and actually people like us might be the modern C.S. Lewis's, the modern J.R.R. Tolkien people. So if we come up and we're faded and we tell you our ideas, our creative ideas, listen to them.
Because just listen to this. On paper, you sound stupid. Like you're like, yo, what if there was like
a fucking closet and a wardrobe
and a bunch of kids went through the closet and then there was like fucking Santa Claus was there and you'd be like, dude, like
you're a loser.
Right.
And you need to go
product,
fucking live in a home.
Yeah.
I want to write a movie about the friend that listened to them. The unnamed friend that said, you know what? That's a good idea, dude.
Oh, wow.
I'm not creative. I'm studying engineering, but I'm listening to you, and I encourage you to write that down. All right. And they're American.
The American listener.
So I don't have to do the accent when I play him in the movie.
That's good. Because you can't.
No, I can. It's just too convincing to where it'll disturb children and confuse them.
Oh. Yeah, Oxford was quite pretty.
Oxford was...
Here's how smart they are. I overheard this lady, these two friends, they're having a conversation in there. I don't mean to put y'all on blast, but she goes, "Oh, right, you just mix, what was it? You just mix just phosphorus. Just add phosphorus. You just add phosphorus, of course.
Of course you just add phosphorus to..."
That was...
So that's what y'all are really talking about?
You think they might be just joking and they let loose, but then, no, they are quite studious.
I was saying that Jack needs to have a full YouTube show where he debates, like, intellectuals across the globe, like, just the top-tier professors at Oxford. Like, they can pick the subject.
Yeah.
And you just go in, like, cold, not even knowing, like, who the person is or what the subject is. And I feel like you would, like, take them out. Like, they wouldn't even be able to, like, formulate like a coherent debate, you know what I'm saying?
Of course,
because you just do like you geometrically weave around. No,
and
them,
it's because the, it's because everybody
you got it
this no let me it's because I hardly need to be there. People will defeat themselves. So as soon as I just start asking the right questions, I don't even need to assert much at all. All I need to do is have them explain what they've just said to me over and over again and tell them it doesn't make sense to me, and then I win.
I'm just looking up an argument. I'm gonna go to ChatGPT real quick and keep
the conversation. Be careful, dude, going. Because you know that uses 10 times the power that it takes to do a Google search.
I don't care.
Interesting. Interesting, man. I remember that. I remember that.
So Nate hates the environment. What's new?
My blood feels like it's fucking on fire.
What do you think you need?
I don't know. I need a new body, a new mindset, a new fucking life. I need to change all my neural pathways, all my reward systems, and I need to get back to God.
Do you have $6,000 in your checking account right now?
Oh, yeah. More. I'll just put it that way. Even more.
Well, then, man, I think there's a fix to that.
What could it be?
It could be simply one very simple men's only self-help retreat in the mountains of Japan.
With all Japanese men?
Nope.
All white?
All white. Oh. Bettering themselves, reading Ryan Holiday every single morning.
Do they do that for real?
Yeah.
It's only 6,000?
Yeah, hardly. Probably less.
Let's fucking go. Let's go.
Okay, let me just... This is sort of... I'll read the first paragraph to this, and then Jack, you can give me a retort to this.
Sure.
If I were to defend atheism, I would begin by asserting that belief in God, while deeply meaningful for many, is not logically necessary to explain the universe or human existence. The natural world can be understood through science and reason, and there's no need to invoke a divine being to account for its workings. I would also point out to the problem of evil, how the existence of widespread suffering and injustice seems incompatible with the idea of an all-powerful, benevolent God. What would you like to say to that? Mr. Jack Benzier?
I would say that it's funny how you attack something as not necessary in order to be defined, in order to define reality, and then you go on and start throwing out terms just as obtuse as evil, as if evil is evil from all sides of a scenario.
Wow.
Evil is in the eye of the victim.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you want to go ahead and say absolutes like God don't exist, then don't use words like evil either.
To a pig, a fucking luau is the most evil thing of all time because they get roasted and just spun around. But to people of Hawaii and the tourists that go to the Marriott, that could be the most special night of someone's life.
Every act of violence is an act of freedom. Unless... Wow. They do it to me. Then it's an act of...
Well, we haven't really talked about how violence is always propagated by fear.
Do you think it really is?
I know it is, dude.
Well, then why is it so cool in movies? They don't seem afraid when Vin Diesel is saying his cool lines and then shooting a bazooka at a man for smoking a cigarette. That's a cool fucking line. Right. Everybody do your homework.
Is that a real
if you thing? Are yeah, oh, so early in the movie, Vin Diesel.
In what movie?
Okay. Triple X, man.
Oh, of course, of course. Do you know how many movies Vin Diesel has been in? How dare I ask that?
Probably 58. And I've seen all of them. I've seen Find Me Guilty. I've seen everything. Sidney Lumet. Now, what I'd like to say, though, is in the beginning of Triple X, when we're establishing our B and C plots, there's a character in the Russian club, Anarchy 99, who is smoking a cigarette.
Anarchy 99,
bitch. And they're in the ice club or whatever. And Vin Diesel's walking in there and he says, "Who's this fucking guy smoking a cigarette?" And he goes, "I like this stuff." And Vin Diesel goes, "You know that thing's gonna kill you one day, right?" Guy goes, "I don't care. I like smoking cigarettes." Then, cut to, I'm not kidding, probably 2 hours and 5 minutes later in the film, Vin Diesel is, they figured out that he's been sent in to infiltrate the gang in Russia. And
what did he say? Smoke on this?
No, man. He doesn't say anything yet. He's using a heat-seeking rocket launcher, of course. And he finds
the cigarette guy.
The cigarette butt floating.
No.
Yes. He sees the butt of the cigarette. Then he goes, blows his ass
out.
He's dead.
I'll just say that. Oh, go ahead.
Then he says, after the explosion, he goes, "I told him smoking would kill him one day."
Oh. Wow.
But that'll only pay off for the viewers who actually are watching and not looking at their phones. So to all the modern people who watch movies, get off the phone, because
wow,
things will pay off in movies that you don't even expect.
The amount of quotable lines in Triple X, I think it's so... That might be the most underrated movie of all time. When he snowboards down the mountain, avalanche, fucking chasing, running away from the evil guys.
Yeah.
And then he pops up out of the avalanche snow and he goes, "Let's do that again."
So he must be crazy to say that.
Let's do that again.
Most people would be like, "That's the last time I ever want to do something like that."
And the delivery too. The way he says the line.
"Let's do that again."
No, that's too human.
Let's do that again. Yeah, again.
Let's do that again.
Let's do that again.
That was more like anime, like...
Let's... Oh, Nate, do the anime review of the fucking pub last night.
The anime review? Whoa. What do you mean?
Like, kind of describe, like, how sick it was. I'd never been to an environment like that, full of people with like-minded values. The beer was delicious.
Anime review, wow.
Yeah. I'm overwhelmed by the coziness and the aesthetic vibes.
What if I never get to go to this place again? I have to enjoy it now.
3.2 ABV on a beer. I've never experienced something that like this before. I have. Give me four lagers right now.
Now pretend that you see the most... you fall in love with a girl at the bar.
As which one? The evil guy or the...
No, the nice guy.
The nice guy. "Oh my God. There's the most most amazing, beautiful lady across the bar. I don't even know what to say to her right
now.
Excuse
me, Nate-san. Can I get past you? I need to use the bathroom quite badly.
Why don't you be all over me? Oh, why did I say that? I'm usually not like this.
For most people, that would be embarrassing. But for me...
Whoa.
I actually might be interested. I've been waiting for someone to say that really? My entire life.
Please. Well, we can do it quickly. All I need is a little bit of pee all over me. That's it.
Hold on a second. Hey, everybody. I'm a videographer. Were you talking about peeing on him? This is incredible.
Yeah. Would you mind filming us?
Am I going to be a movie star?
Yeah. But not the kind that...
Jesus Christ.
All right. Enough.
We're good.
Enough.
That went crazy pretty quickly, I'd say.
I don't feel like I'm breathing normally.
You're not.
Can you tell?
Hey, I'm a videographer.
Ow.
I don't think we're leaving the house till it's fucking dark. I'll just put it that way.
No, every
day. These lights are fucking torture.
I've wanted to see London so badly. I think I've seen all of the UK in our 10-day trip. I think I've seen it during the daytime for about 9 minutes total. Well,
the circadian rhythm here is fucking circadian way rhythm. Off. Way off.
Circadian.
Circadian, Nate.
Circadian.
Circadian.
Palladium. Go see the Strokes at the Palladium in Hollywood.
Sam Campbell was there last night.
Sam Campbell.
Love him.
Hilarious.
Oh, we Sam, went on a great bike ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was magical. That felt like, you know, in...
was it electrically powered?
It was... thank God. Yes, thank God it was electrically powered and that I didn't die.
Those things go fast.
We were cruising. You know, did y'all play the Zelda Ocarina of Time game?
Of course.
Remember in the desert when you got to follow that fool and you can't lose track of them?
Mm.
All right. You guys just said you fucking played it.
Yeah, in the fucking 90s, dude. I don't remember shit from then.
All right. Well, there's a classic...
That's probably because of a trauma.
Yeah. Well, I could see that you have trauma because you didn't finish Elden Ring.
Why do you keep bringing that up, man?
You want me to stop or do you want me to hold you accountable? Basically, following Sam felt like trying to follow somebody in a video game where you're not allowed to lose them.
Right.
I couldn't hear out of my left ear. I was 9 drinks deep. I was biking on the left side. I was on the wrong side at one point and Sam called me out. But what's funny is, I don't think it's possible for someone like me to die on a bicycle.
No.
What else is going on?
That's not in your, like...
It's not in my rule of fate.
That is not in your kind of, like, written contract of how you pass away.
Right.
That you signed right before you were born in the, you know, celestial beginnings.
The celestial negotiating room.
You know, and you get to choose, like, how you look and your sort of religion and personality type and how big your dick is and everything.
What's the over-under on me getting a heart attack before 40?
82%.
Before 40? Yeah, that's 100%. You're going to have an early one, but you'll survive it. You know what I'm saying?
And that'll change my life, like Maddie Matheson?
No, it won't. You'll Whoa. Be...
So what do I need to do? I mean, tell me, what do I need to do? How do I get out of this? How do I stop? I can't stop this. My lifestyle, it's too addictive.
I can't stop.
What is that? What is happening?
That's called emotion, dude. No.
Yeah. What is happening?
That's after an awkward conversation. Christ. What else?
I could keep complaining.
What else?
I don't want to complain.
We haven't seen Big Ben. We haven't fucking done anything.
We haven't seen a dance.
What the fuck are we doing here, dude? This fucking sucks, man. Fuck this shit, dude.
We haven't done a damn fucking thing.
We haven't done anything.
We haven't gone to the War Museum. Today we're going to the casino.
Every day we're like, we're going to a museum. We're going to fucking like go to a park. We haven't done shit, dude. Oh, we've done ate food and fucking drank fucking low ABV. I'm sick of this shit.
The conversations that we've had, though, take us to more magical places than any person could design.
Yeah, we're seeing the good stuff here. Instead of going and seeing downtown London or whatever it is, whatever it looks like down there, I don't want to know. We've been in London for 3 days. So far, I can't tell that I'm not in Brooklyn, except for the fact that I can't find ear cleaning spray.
Oh, Tim Key saw Kevin Spacey. He's well, here.
Shout out Kevin Spacey. we've been tracking him down.
And he did in the picture look, I mean, I don't know if we can say this, but it looks like he was
with four young
boys.
He definitely wasn't with four older men.
Yeah.
We'll say just say that.
Kevin Spacey, if you're listening to this, dude, keep running, bro.
Yeah. Keep running. We'll find you, man.
Keep running, man. Go wherever you want. We're going to get your ass.
Kevin.
Come here, Kevin.
Come here. Come here and
No.
So, God, do you guys want to
help
me?
Please help us. Please pray. I'm praying right now. Smoke.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over.
I haven't inhaled one fucking single wisp of smoke yet. You were
Is shocking to me.
You were hunting down the cigarettes last night, yeah, weren't
I
know. You?
I want to get one of them skinny kinds. I see everyone smoking the skinny cigarettes.
Skinny style?
Skinny style.
The Skinnerette. I spoke with another British person last night at the end of the night. You all left the bar, and then I was talking to somebody.
What were you saying to them?
I was having the worst conversation of my life. They said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "New York." And they said, "Oh, where in New York?" I said, "Brooklyn." And they said, "Oh, where in Brooklyn?" I said, "Fort Greene." And they go, "Oh, my favorite restaurant." And I said, "Which one?" And I just started listing all the restaurants in Fort Greene. And he said, "Nope, nope, nope, nope."
I feel like there is a magical energy that is like, that we exude being new to a place. And you can just sense it from someone. And people come up to you.
I think people are rocking with you guys. But there's something about my build and my demeanor that I don't know if Londoners are rocking with.
They mainly think you're local.
They're scared. They've never seen a person with your sort of body style before.
I know. It's just as like, and it makes me sad because I want to connect so badly.
And you need it.
I need connection. And I'm not fucking getting it. The way that I'm getting a little too nice with the servers and the bartenders. Hello, how you doing? I'm wonderful. You know what I mean? A little too bright.
Right,
and I think that brightness sometimes can, like, when you shine brightness onto demons, light the light of God onto the godless, they'll sometimes shy away from the light.
Right.
Due to pain.
Right.
Can't breathe. What else has happened?
What else have we done?
The notion of the UK. I'm learning about it. So the UK is the United Kingdom. Is that correct? Or is it the United Kingdoms?
Yeah, good, Jack.
United Kingdom.
Okay, so there's one kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within it, there's Wales, Scotland,
mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland, and Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Those are essentially
England.
Not, what did I just say? Britain? Britain's the UK.
Yeah.
And the England is its own thing?
Britain and England are the same.
I think Britain is
Britain isn't Scotland.
No, Britain isn't Scotland, but I think Britain is like, well, like,
Britain includes more things than
somehow than I feel England. Like, yeah, I think that's true. But if I'm wrong, please come for me and please call me out viciously online.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't feel good. But yeah, and yet I booked us one of the most delicious meals I think we'll ever have tonight.
I was saying this before, but when you get into a low physical or mental state, which are usually the interconnected with one another.
Right.
The only thing that can save you is thinking about
a Michelin star meal.
An amazing Michelin starred meal. Like, you're like, I need to eat fucking an incredible fucking meal right now. I'm going to fucking die. Like, I'm going to pass. I said this too, that you fade away like in the Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I have a theory that if you don't eat at a 4.7 or greater starred Google reviewed restaurant, I see your skin is
disappearing,
like, you're disappearing. You can't see the bottom of his feet, but it's like literally I'm seeing through his foot right now.
We had an amazing meal on the way down, didn't we?
That was crazy, dude.
That was
a Michelin-starred restaurant in the middle of fucking nowhere. Maybe not, but it was
called The Cross.
The Cross, and it was like a cartoonishly good meal.
It was just delicious.
Like I don't even know what I got. Like
you got beef cheek.
I got beef cheek, and it was just all plated like fucking crazy, and there was like
ham, gelatin,
smudges of paste. You know how they do that? They turn the plate into a painting.
Right, but I was telling you guys this is my theory, that anybody can make it look like that. There's a lot of restaurants that put those smudges and all that BS on there, and I don't really care how that looks, you know? But the taste isn't usually there when you have those artistic flourishes.
Mm-hmm.
But this restaurant, it's like every little smush was like so flavorful.
I just want to tell the chefs, like, you don't have to prove, like, stop.
Well, I went out, you saw
like,
me go
you don't
up to
have
them.
To prove.
I was crawling to that. I got on the floor of the fucking kitchen, hands and knees, kissing their feet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just think they're, I'm just like, dude, I got it. I got the message. This is really good. But like, you don't have to do all this. Like, I get it. Enough. You guys are great.
It's enough.
It's amazing.
You described it very well though, Nate. The idea that the flavor was like just behind this wall.
Yes. Everything is like muted at these restaurants. These really, really, really good restaurants. You're not tasting like garlic. You're tasting like garlic and three other flavors behind a veil that you can't quite make out. And you're like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm tasting. And sometimes you just want to eat for your palate to taste one thing and right. be like, yeah, I know what this is. This is a fucking potato right. and salt and pepper and butter. Right. And I know what that is. But they have all these fucking flavors behind this veil. And you're supposed to be like, I guess this is like good because I don't know what I'm eating right now. I don't know what I'm fucking tasting. So therefore it's good. Good job. You did it. Great job.
So Jeff. So I'm getting a cynical sort of appreciation.
And I don't like being this way.
I know.
And I want to change.
That was a great monologue though for somebody who's trying to impress maybe like a wealthy relative or a boss just to make them think that you go to Michelin star restaurants all the time. Oh, it's so behind a veil. It's so incredibly behind a veil. When was the last time you went, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and the server there, he did that. There's this book that's featured, I think, or maybe inspires an episode of The Bear where like it's like the like number one on service and like the story from it is like at what's that Alinea, that restaurant. Oh, yeah, like yeah. somebody yeah. the big story from that is a person was like at the table, like maybe this is it from The Bear, maybe I'm mixing them up, but it's one and the same. Like the person at the table is like, we came here and we really wanted to have deep dish pizza and we didn't get a chance. And the server goes out and is like, goes to the chef, get them fucking some Pequods. And then at the end of their meal, they say, here's some Pequods. We got to play it. And they go above there because the experience is you know, the most next important level. Thing.
Yeah, right.
And you have to take care of them in every single way and make it custom.
And did they cry?
In the show, I think they were just very grateful. Maybe I'm describing an episode of The Bear, but it's based on a book, I think. Anyways, the server comes out and I say, you know what? Can I get an espresso shot to go? And he said, we don't do to go. Espresso. What, you don't have a fucking cup back there that you can
chill,
put this
chill,
in?
Chill.
Sorry.
I think you're about to compliment him.
Yeah, I am. It's a compliment, dude. But then at the end of the meal, he says, I was like, no. He's like, I just whip one up for you real quick. It's fine.
And you said, no, it's okay,
and I said,
sir.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No,
appreciate
please
it.
Don't. Please don't fucking do that. I don't want it. Yeah. And he comes out with the shot of espresso and he says, here, just got it for you. I don't even think he charges for it.
Nah, he didn't.
And I sucked that fucker down, and that was a example.
Nate
of
stirs
going,
that shit with his tongue.
Nate's been stealing coffee and espresso from gas stations.
Oh,
throughout
I got fucking called out by the fucking. You know that meme of the she's running that McDonald's like the Navy shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was the Shell station attendant that called Scotland. Me out for being on my phone at the gas pump.
This was crazy. We went to, what was this gas station called? Karen Oil Company?
Wow. It could have been Karen Industries. That. Yeah.
But I was trying to do my hack where I put a bunch of espresso shots into the automated coffee machine and then take the receipt and act like I didn't, you know, like right. get the lowest, get just a coffee and lie to them. And she was watching me like hot.
I know. I saw her watching you.
By the way, I was there for probably like 10 minutes, like trying to figure it out. So it wasn't hard for you to find this. But I go up there and I try to do my thing where I pay $2 for basically a $10 drink. And she said, you had the cortado, right? And I said, yeah, you got me. She charged
how
me
could
for
she
the,
see the cortado from
I don't know.
Her
she's fucking
point.
Laser fucking cyborg, Karen fucking cyborg vision.
Loss but, prevention associate.
But you didn't just get a cortado, did you?
No. Oh, I did. I got. You didn't get the extra shot that I put on top of that.
That's
of
what I'm saying.
Wait. So Nate, this was the day that we went to that restaurant.
I think so. And
so
then,
you had a cortado, a
yeah,
shot,
I know,
and a
and
coffee,
I was feeling crazy
and another
going
espresso,
into, it was driving
and the coffee.
To London, and I was like, why the fuck did I have that fucking espresso shot?
So blinded it. By greed that you steal too much espresso.
I literally, you know how I think you've described this, where like you're having like driving and having like tunnel vision. That was happening to me, and I was trying to hide it because I was like. just wanted to get us to, I was like, just
because you were like, I want to drive
30 minutes away from London. And I was like, let's just fucking like get there. I don't want to pull off to the side and like have to switch drivers. And I was like, let's just push through this. And I had an overdose of, literally was overdosing on caffeine. Like it was, my heart was like racing and I was just like, fucking like, let's get to this fucking sixth rental and let's just have this be over with.
Wow.
Remember when I peed in the cup?
Yeah.
Right.
I've never done that before, but it felt good to do.
You just whipped it out.
You never peed in a bottle?
Never.
Wow. Eric peed in the car.
Literally, it was just you hear the pee and you're like, whoa, whoa. Eric's just peeing into it.
It's different when you pee in a bottle and then you can put the cap back on. Eric peed in an open cup.
Dumped it on the street. I was able to stop it quick because I have amazing power over that fucking.
And by the way, this is when we were in the city. This is like when we were 5 minutes away, probably 15 minutes away. Like we weren't on the highway for 2 hours. We were like, oh, where's an exit? Where's an exit? We were in London. We were almost at a gas station. Well, but they didn't have a bathroom.
So yeah, I'll give that's why I want to advocate for more public bathrooms.
You do advocate a lot for that. Thank you.
I know.
I think it's the phone booths. I think that's what people are doing to them.
That's disrespectful to British history.
Everything is strange in the UK. The light switches are very low. They're also outside of the door. There's also a light switch to turn on the outlets. It's so many things strange that I didn't account for.
I've noticed that they are, I feel like the faucets, like, don't have a water control on them. Like, you they're turn so that thing up, right. It's like,
you don't know.
It's like a geyser of fucking water comes out.
Yeah, yeah, like two billion degrees.
They did not learn water pressure technology in this. That must have been a new thing that came over that the U.S. water engineers implemented that hasn't quite made it to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because the toilets, like when you flush that thing, it's like, like a fucking dam is just being bursted onto your a simple pee.
But you need that shit to get your fucking chunky pee down there. Come
on now. My extra curded pee.
Curdled.
Cottage cheese, sour pee.
Ew, how about when you got to flush the toilet from all the way up here?
When'd you do that?
A couple times. At least twice on this trip.
With the chain, the old
chain
timing?
That's all the way up top. What's the word, Nate?
We're at 52 minutes.
You're kidding.
Wow. Just pure conversation and vibes.
So we're going to get out of the house probably only 10 minutes after the sun sets today.
Yeah, because I need a nap after this. Nah. Yeah, but probably.
Maybe
we're going to. Oh, Nate and I, let's talk about Liverpool.
All right. Nate, it's not funny, man. If you're just listening,
Nate, we've seen enough of those. Remember that one we saw yesterday?
That thing.
Well,
didn't we see a couple things? Yeah, we saw a lot.
We saw a monumental amount of things,
but we saw that one.
Tap into the Patreon episode. We will fully discuss the genitalia of British men.
That wasn't right. We hit the casino in Liverpool, didn't we?
Oh yeah, yes we did. Did we talk about this though?
No,
we're up. Let's just say we cashed out that fucking casino for everything they're worth. They thought we were going to be down. They thought they were going to... Nope.
Exactly.
And I didn't go because my fucking voice was going and I felt like I was going to die, but I ordered Indian food and it was delicious.
And we had one of the worst meals of all time at the hotel. That's got to be the most busted steak I've ever had, Nate. That was busted.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
What? Let's do a check-in right now. What are you feeling physically?
Well, I just stepped in some water, and my socks are wet, and I'm kind of pissed off about that.
That's as bad as you are physically. Everything else is fine. Yeah,
I would say I feel very low energy.
I'm very.
And it's a miracle that we've sort of put together one of an incredible podcast.
I know.
It's a miracle it's that a miracle. We've done this it's just now.
Yeah.
But
you guys are welcome for pushing you two to fucking do this thing. You guys wanted to fuck off and go chill and take a nap. I said, let's do the podcast. That's why we're here. We owe it to them. Jack, how are you feeling?
I could easily fall asleep right now. That's okay. Yeah. That's pretty much all I'm feeling is exhaustion.
I feel deep exhaustion.
I would say we got the real experience of the UK.
Exactly, bro.
A lot of people come
I'm not
here.
Interested in this fucking tourist facade.
The touristy shit's bullshit. I went to Liverpool and I said, what's it like when you just live there? You stay in your fucking room. You don't fucking go out. What's it like in Scotland? You stay in your room. You drive around. You commute.
Right. We are getting the real experience by just kind of commuting, watching Nook Boys videos.
Watching YouTube, sitting like inside.
That shit's poisoning us.
That is. Eric,
yeah,
I have a guess, but just to check in, how are you feeling?
I just feel a bit scooped out.
Ooh, like a bagel?
Yeah, like someone scooped my fucking brains out. I'm not fully in control anymore.
You need to go to a museum right now.
Yeah, that would fucking fix it.
All right, we'll get you an Amstel Light and we'll take you to the war museum.
That'll do.
We need to take you to the library.
Take me to the library.
I will say, walking around a department store right now or a museum, that does sound like hell on earth.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do that.
I'll do it. I will
it's
do
it. It's casino and fucking dinner. That's what casino. We're getting tonight. Well, you want to do that tonight, right, Jack?
Yeah.
You want to do that tonight, right?
Of course, Mr. Hill, of course. Please, just don't. Just hope my family's okay.
Yeah, no, they will be if you keep acting, yeah. Right? All right, guys. Well, should we get into what gave us joy?
Yep.
I'll start. Wazzle.
Yeah.
I get a ticket first. That dude fucking knocked it out the park. Amazing dinner at Paradise in Hampstead Heath. That was just next level. We already described it. That's what gave me joy. It's that easy.
Remember when he tried to grab the fly off of the table?
Oh, that was so sick. There was a fly, and he was like mid-conversation, like talking to us, describing something. There was a fly, and he tries to like be so slick, like grab it like that. It just flies like it.
Well,
if he had gotten it though, that would have been.
I know it would have been.
He did. I didn't realize that. That's what he was doing. I thought he was like, I don't know what I thought, but he because something happened where he like put a drink down, took an empty cup, and then went like this. And I didn't realize that was because of a fly. I thought that was just something that was like a flourish.
Right.
I thought, damn, this guy's fucking cool. Now, and I still think that.
If he would have gotten that fly, I would have put him in sort of a, from god human tier. To mystical, like, god restaurant owner tier.
Yeah, oh, and right. He's married to a New Yorker.
Really? Right.
That's what I'm remembering.
Right.
I fucking love him so much. And not just because of the food and the treatment, but because he's a human being.
Is it right? That first.
Yeah.
Nate, what gave you joy?
I do want to say Wazzle. Like, you already took, but you already took that.
Well, why don't you take a different quality of his?
Okay. I really liked his, I guess, his friendliness, because when you were there,
yeah,
you kind of felt like a family member. Yes. In a way, like this was like an uncle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I will take that sector of his personality.
Yes.
Into this, because so I mean that was the number one thing.
Jack, what's an aspect of Wazzle that gave you joy?
I mean,
style.
I mean, his suit was looking good.
His suit was great. Good. He had beautiful, longer hair. That was so great. His personality was just... I just felt so warm. There's easily a scenario where, with the amount of liquor that we had been drinking in a short amount of time, with the fact that I couldn't hear out of my left ear, and that was basically quadrupling all the alcohol effects, that could have been a miserable, miserable dinner. So, I mean, that just... it is genuinely that was basically a life hack to happiness is just what he's done is navigate us through an experience of joy.
Yep.
And also using a water flosser to clean my ear out. That's I feel huge. Very fucking grateful and joyful for that.
Man.
And on top of that, can I add to my joy?
Yeah.
Just being, because we kind of spent the night with Tim Key.
Yeah.
And it is just, I mean, talk about a person that you're like, when you get into comedy and you're like, this is what you imagine, like hanging out with the funniest person on the planet is like, it's just like nonstop laughter. Like the bits that Tim does is like just unreal. Like, he's just so fucking funny, and he was cracking us up all fucking night. Tim kept
screaming into my good ear.
Turning
my head to the side so he could talk to my good ear.
And it's just effortless. Like, he's just so, he's just so funny. I know. But it was just such a delight to,
actually one in fucking 9 billion.
Yeah.
Are we at nine? That.
Huh?
Are we at 9 billion now?
Oh, bro, the way if my plan comes to fruition, yeah, we'll be at 10 by fucking 2030.
I got to change my 9 million in Christmas card type of thing that I'm working on.
To all. The Christmas card to all. Okay, guys. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for listening. And we'll check in with you soon with updates.
UK Volume 2.
UK Volume 2. Checking out.
Everyone salute.
I feel like shit.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.